It's getting much easier for people to schedule those COVID vaccine doses in Michigan and to get them pretty close to home. Even so, there's a large body of Michiganders who still have not scheduled their shots. Public health officials and vaccine suppliers are pulling out the stops to encourage you to get scheduled. What would it take to get you vaccinated at this time? If the answer is 5 more years of results, well then. But if you're waiting for that Target gift card, this might actually be your time. Robin Erb is a reporter for Bridge, Michigan, and she has been looking into this very subject of incentives for vaccination. Hey, Robin.
Hello. It's nice to be here again.
Can I just ask, what are some of the weirdest freebies that you've heard of with respect to vaccination offers?
Well, I think, I'm not sure if it's weird, but one of the most interesting to me is a $10 casino cash. The Little River Casino Resort in Manistee is collaborating with their local health officials. They're giving out $10 in free playing cash at their casino when they have a one-day clinic next week.
Come get a potentially addictive incentive to do something that is good for your health overall.
There you go.
Are the incentives that you have seen discussed, are they necessarily apropos of the business or entity that is offering them up?
No, we haven't heard of a lot of the incentives yet. We heard they're starting to come forth. Really, we're just starting this new chapter of distribution. If you think about it, not too long ago, we were writing about, you know, those mass vaccination clinics and long lines and the incredible frustration of waiting lines and wait lists. Well, we're just now getting to the second phase. We've been able to vaccinate, as they say, all the vaccine eager folks, but now it's down to the vaccine hesitant, or as somebody just told me, the vaccine convenient. And those are folks who just haven't had a chance or haven't taken the time to schedule, or they still have questions. So now we're seeing businesses and partners step up with some of these incentives. So there is also a business that's offering $50 gift cards to their employees to get vaccinated. They're not requiring it, but again, it's a incentive.
Vaccine convenient. I want to get back to that phrase. That's really interesting. But
isn't that good?
I did want to also ask, a lot of times when a business offers up something as an incentive, the value to the customer may be less important than the idea of getting something for free. For example, maybe I had no idea I needed a free set of Tupperware, but by God, now I've opened that checking account and I have got it on lockdown. Those Tupperware are mine. Do you think that the incentives work?
I think sometimes they're conversation pieces too. You know, we all knew about Target offering its gift cards for the flu vaccine. And it was another reason to talk about it. So I'm not sure if, you know, certainly who can't use an extra gift card, but I think part of it is just kind of a little bit of fun or another little reason to talk about why you might go in and get your vaccine.
So what do we know about the supply and demand for COVID-19 vaccines in Michigan right now?
Like I said, you know, just a few weeks ago, we were still writing about these long lines and this confusion, trying to get a vaccine. Just in the last few days, we had noticed that the vaccine distribution was starting to slow down. And I have to tell you, we were talking about this, I and my colleague, Mike Wilkinson, who's just, you know, watches the data every day. And we were talking about the slowdown. I walked into Walgreens to drop something off, and the clerk came over to me and asked if I needed a vaccine. They had extra. And I said, no, I'm good. And she said, well, do you know anybody else who needs a vaccine? And so I came home. I made some calls to my friends and relatives. They've all had their vaccine. But I also know I have neighbors who are not taking the vaccine yet because they do have questions. So it was a very personal experience in understanding that the supply now has met that immediate demand, and now starts this new chapter of outreach.
Have you heard any suggestion that some of our mass vaccination sites like Ford Field in Detroit or DeVos Place in Grand Rapids, that they might be getting so little business that they might be closing up?
You know, I don't know if that's happening right now. And certainly there are some places, for example, Oakland County, they still do have long lines of folks who are waiting. Now, they've been scheduled. I shouldn't say they're waiting. They've been scheduled. But certainly, they're still working through their lists. So I think eventually, yes, those mass vaccination sites will close down. I don't know if we're at that point right now on a Thursday.
I definitely want to ask you more about that phrase that you mentioned, people who are looking for, they're the vaccine inconvenient. What are you hearing health officials think through and process as they try to meet the needs of people who have not been vaccinated yet?
You know, when we think about convenient, you might think, well, it's just maybe somebody who hasn't taken the time, but you're right. You know, when you're balancing life and family and social, you know, other obligations, sometimes vaccines just aren't top of mind, even in the middle of a pandemic. On top of that, you also have people who may not have access to transportation. So right now, health officials are looking at taking the vaccines to where we are, whether that's in your primary care doctor's office, whether it's in a local community center, whether, you know, maybe you're a migrant worker, they'll take it to your employer. So, you know, you've got, you can get it right there on the job. And I think that those partnerships are going to be really important for health officials now to develop so that they can get to Michiganders where they are. So it is convenient.
What would it take with the state's vaccine infrastructure to see vaccines happening in primary care docs' offices?
Some doctors are already asking for vaccines and they do have vaccines. So in our story today, we spoke to one doctor who his practice is right next to his wife's practice. So they ordered 100 Moderna doses and they gave those out to their patients yesterday. Now, one of the challenges is that Johnson & Johnson right now is off the table. And if you remember, that was that one dose vaccine that was easy to give for folks you may not be able to get back for a second dose. For primary care doctors, they also have trouble sometimes with the Pfizer because it requires such a deep freeze. So there are some challenges there, but if primary care doctors want the vaccine, they can now ask their public health departments for a supply.
When we talk about mobile sites, which, as you say, have been discussed with respect to certain professions and also populations like people who don't have transportation or who may be living on the street, do you think we're going to see a time when there are mobile sites that we see regularly in our communities and our neighborhoods?
I do. In fact, I just got off the phone today with the Allegan County Health Department, and they have a new van. They're going to be sending it out to employers who are willing to work with them. They're going to be sending it out to neighborhoods because, again, a lot of it goes back to a lack of transportation for many people.
For sure. What is the state doing to try to plan for getting vaccines to those who might be A, skeptical, or B, hesitant, or C, just have those convenience issues where they can't get to where the vaccines are?
Right. Well, I think one of the biggest challenges for the state, and in fact, local health right now, is in the messaging. You know, you can't just say, hey, vaccines are safe and effective. Come on in and get yours. You know, the messaging is so critical. The messaging for my college-age students is going to be very different, let's say, from, you know, somebody of a different age group and a different income level, or, you know, an urban community versus a rural community. That messaging is critical. And to some extent, you know, you almost could fault the state for not having some of that in place already. But on the other hand, they are working on it.
Robin, maybe this goes without saying, but it seems like a lot of the state's public health plan right now has to do with people making the decision to get vaccinated. What's at stake here when you think about this strategy to try to offer incentives or rationale or anything that will work to get that last percentage of folks vaccinated?
Well, I think I can say it without being dramatic, but we really are talking lives. You know, we've lost so many people already to COVID and deaths that have been linked to COVID. And what we're talking about is getting to that critical herd immunity. Now, we don't know what the magic number is. Right now, the goal is to get 70% of the state's residents, 16 and older, vaccinated. We think that gets us close to herd immunity, but we're only at 31% or 32% today. We're falling very far short of what we need to be.
Was there anything else you ran across in your reporting that caught your attention?
You know, it was interesting. We talked a little bit about the creativity needed for outreach. You know, and I think there's some humor in this. Even though we really are talking about, you know, a life-saving vaccine for some people, One of the doctors I mentioned was joking about a bar that had a tent up outside, for I don't know if it was for the holidays or for the springtime. And he said, well, maybe, maybe they market it as get two shots and get your third for free. Now, of course, he's not serious. You certainly need people sober to decide whether or not they take the vaccine. But it really does go to this idea that we have to be thinking creatively. We have to be throwing those ideas at the wall to see what sticks to make this work.
We laugh, but there were cannabis businesses in some states offering joints for jabs to, if you could show a vaccination card that had been filled out, you would get free product. So maybe it's.
Right. Well, and maybe it goes back to what we spoke of at the beginning, which is sometimes it's the humor or the conversation trigger that gets us thinking about these things that are so terribly important.
Robin Erb is a reporter covering COVID at Bridge, Michigan. Robin, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me again.